Welcome to American Heritage Talks, a podcast highlighting industry professionals, organizations, and businesses in the greater Philadelphia area, presented by American Heritage Credit Union. We offer you the right financial solutions because you're family. Now here's your host, Dorian Smith.
I'd like to welcome everyone to another edition of American Heritage Talks, our weekly podcast where we talk to many individuals about whatever may be going on in their place of business, in their career, in their life. And today I'm very happy to have our guest, Mr. Bart Oates, who is the president of the NFL Alumni Association. And so we're going to have a candid conversation with Bart about the NFL Alumni Association. We're going to talk to him about his career in the NFL. We're going to talk to Bart about his family, where he grew up, and how you can get involved with the NFL Alumni Association. So welcome, Bart, to our podcast.
Dorian, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So, Bart, it's not every day that we get to talk to a former NFL player. And knowing that you spent a few years playing professionally for the New York Giants, as well as for the San Francisco 49ers. You know, I feel privileged to have you on my podcast today and just, you know, being able to have some dialogue with you.
Well, I feel privileged that you're having me on. I'm just an old lineman. So, you know,
come on. Well, let's talk about it, Bart. So where did you grow up? Tell us about Bart Oates.
So I grew up in a little community in Georgia. It's up here, you call it Albany. Down there, they call it Albany.
Okay. And,
so it's in the southwest corner of Georgia, just kind of about 90 miles north of Tallahassee, and farming community. And we had some, so I just was raised here. I was actually born in Arizona. My dad moved us out to Georgia to take a job in the agricultural industry, and then we just grew up there in this little community with my five siblings and my parents. And so it was a great kind of a great way to grow up, you know, just really in touch with it's interesting, I didn't know at the time, but we didn't have much. My parents struggled financially, but I wouldn't have known it. I just my childhood was filled with just doing everything I wanted to do and being able to get out. And we lived not too far away from the ballparks where we played Little League ballpark, and not far from the library where I'd go to the library in the summer, particularly because down there in southwest Georgia, it's in the summertime, it's hot. I mean, we're about
absolutely
really hot. Yeah. So normal day up, you know, one of the hottest days up here is a normal day down there in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have air conditioning in our house. We had a little window unit and, but I would go to the library because it had central air conditioning. So I would actually learn my love of reading came from there, just hanging out in the library, getting out of the heat and just reading books during the summer as a kid. But it was a great way to grow up. I'm the fourth one of six. I got two older brothers and, I pretty much just followed in their footsteps as brother Brad, my older brother Barry. And Barry was close. We were a year apart, so we were almost like twins. But my older brother, Brad, he was like 6 years ahead of us. So, you know, he was like the big, big brother.
Were you the only one to play professionally?
No, we all played collegiately. We got scholarships. It was the only way we were going to be able to afford college. My parents couldn't afford to pay for us. Mm-hmm. So fortunately, all the boys got scholarships, full rides.
So tell us about your college career. Where did you play?
So I went, as with my other two brothers, I just followed in their footsteps. I went to Brigham Young University. So I grew up a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
And it's a church school. My brother went there. I was not a highly recruited. I had one other college scholarship offer. That was Georgia Tech. And
Georgia Tech is a good school in the ACC.
I signed a letter of intent to go there. Yeah, it's a very good. I wanted to be an engineer. I'm a nerd. Quite frankly, I was just a nerd that actually was a bigger bodied guy that the coaches said, you know, you're going to be. I need big bodies in the line. So that's how I got to, quite frankly, where I started playing football. I watched my older brothers play, and so followed along. But yeah, Georgia Tech is a good school, and I signed a letter of intent with them. But BYU made a push, and just that change of pace is beautiful. Just I went out there for a visit. I remember it was January, so a lot of snow up in the mountains. And I'm this little kid growing up in Southwest Georgia. I don't think I'd ever seen snow before. So we go out snowmobiling. We're out there, I'm like, wow, this is just a beautiful, the Rocky Mountains. This is the Wasatch Front is like the western edge of the Rocky Mountains. And it was just totally beautiful. It was just gorgeous. And so fell in love with the area really liked the atmosphere and loved the coaches. Lavelle Edwards is the head coach at the time. He coached my brother. Then he coached me and my other brother and my brother, Barry. And so Brad did go on and play. He went on and played. He was a third round draft pick for the St. Louis Cardinals, which is now the Phoenix Cardinals. Mm-hmm. He played there for a few years, and he went to Detroit, and he went to Green Bay, went to Kansas City, kind of traveled around. And then after about 7 years, I'm coming out, and my first team. So before I went played with the Giants, after my college, there was a new league that came out. It's called the USFL.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the those who are a little bit more advanced in age, particularly listening, might remember the USFL team in Philadelphia called the Philadelphia Stars. And I was on that team for the 3 years that we did it with, Miles Tannenbaum was the owner, and we had Carl Peterson as a general manager. And we had Jim Moore as the head coach, and we were the best team in the league. I mean, we won the championship 2 years, and we lost it 1 year. So we were in the championship game all 3 years. And that's where I kind of – that was my introduction to professional football, and which was great because my brother played with me the first 2 years.
Okay.
And we were able to play together, and we were – he was the tackle. I was the center. And so, having an older brother 6 years, as your kid, particularly going up and through high school, you're not really spending a whole lot of time with him. Mm-hmm. And so it was just a chance to really get to be close to my other brother. And we had a lot of really great experiences together. And so it was a lot of fun. That was my first introduction to professional football was in the USFL, which I loved it. I wasn't projected to be a high pick in the NFL draft. I was coming from BYU. It wasn't like what you call a power. Hadn't mm-hmm. sent a lot of guys into the pros. And so I was going to be kind of a fifth, sixth, seventh round draft pick, maybe. You easily get lost in the NFL. And so my thinking was to go into the USFL. They offered me a guaranteed contract. Things have changed.
Unheard of, right?
It was $310,000. So for all 3 years. So there wasn't a lot of risk, but at the time it was good money. It was, so for me, for a kid coming from Albany, Georgia at BYU, finishing my accounting degree I was going to be an accountant. And then I said, well, this will help me. And then I decided to go to law school. I said, I wasn't thinking I was ever going to play a long time. I just said, the time that I'm going to play is pretty short because I was pretty realistic about it.
Right.
So I said, listen, I'll finish my accounting degree. I'll go to law school. I got between this contract loan, we'll pay my law school, will support me. And I was married and my wife was pregnant. And I said, we can live comfortably. I can finish law school. I can come out of law school with no debt. I said, it's a perfect world. So that was my plans, and that's really was my impetus of creating that certainty that I know I could finish that, that process. And
right.
I didn't think I would play very long, but
mm-hmm. Hey, look, as life would have it, you went on to play with the Giants as well as with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, I got 9 years with the Giants, and right. I got the 2 years with the 49ers. So I played 14 years total, which again for a kid from Albany, Georgia, wasn't physically a specimen, and he wasn't really expected to even be a, quite frankly, excuse me, not going to be a very high draft pick. Mm-hmm. I was ecstatic with that. So I was just very blessed, very fortunate in my career. Time the USFL, they decided to fold or really kind of go into the fall. I had a 3-year contract that was up. The Giants had a center that had played, a young kid named Kevin Belcher, gotten hurt during the offseason, and they were desperate for a center. And so I was like, I was available. I'd played 3 years and had played pretty well. It was all league. And so they were, I wasn't the favorite of Bill Parcells, but, you know, they needed me. So hence I wound up with the Giants there in 1985.
And good for you.
And wound up sticking around. And every year Bill tried to draft somebody to replace me pretty much. He drafted a kid in the 4th round, and the next year, and he didn't last. The next year he drafted a kid in the 2nd round. And then the next year he got hurt and had to retire. And then the next year he drafted a guy in the 1st round. And so he just kept trying. He was a great player, Brian Williams, and backed me up for 5 years. And, and then finally, it was time to move on after 9 years with the Giants. And I wound up being in a position where the Giants, the 49ers were looking for a center. And so I happened to be available, being a free agent at that point in my career. So it just worked out. Like I said, I was blessed.
Any Super Bowl rings?
Three.
There you go. Yeah.
That's it. I should say only three. I think I might have a little show and tell here.
Oh, listen.
Let's see if I can find something. So, interesting enough. So I live in the Giants area, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So most people really don't care. So the only rings they really want to see would be the two rings from the.
Yeah, we can see them a little. There you go.
Listen, let me try getting. Yeah. Keep getting blurred like one of those.
Yeah,
Google.
But I see you. You have three, though. So hey, listen, you're doing better than most.
Well, actually, I'd say I have five because I did two championships with the USFL. I worked just as hard for those as I did for the Super Bowl rings.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, stellar career, and just to be able to have you today is awesome. To talk about, you know, the opportunities that present themselves to individuals like you growing up in Southwest Georgia, being able to go to BYU to play professionally for three different teams, is great. And one of the things I wanted to highlight today was your role with the NFL Alumni Association,
mm-hmm.
as you're still connected with the NFL. And yes. the work that you guys do through that association and getting former players involved, getting the cheerleaders involved, getting coaches involved, getting wives of former players involved, and all of those wonderful things that you do. And if you can just take a few minutes just to tell us a little bit about the NFL Alumni Association and how people can get involved and what you guys do.
Happy to. It was interesting. I was the NFL Alumni Association is an independent group of former players. We are not part of the NFL. We're not part of the NFL Players Association. We're this independent group. We're supported by our own initiatives, our own dues, et cetera. And, but we have missions of caring for our community, caring for kids, and caring for our own. And with that initiative, we have 40 chapters around the country and growing. Pretty much wherever there's former players, a group of former players live, they're invited to, if they so want to create a chapter. And and then with a chapter is to, again, caring for our community, caring for kids. And that is a mantra that we've had for a number of years, and something we feel very, very passionate about, that we really want to make a difference and leverage the notoriety that we've gotten as former players, former professional football players, being able to use that notoriety, if you will, to make a difference and to be a positive difference in our communities. Mm-hmm. So we do, and one of our, particularly in the Philadelphia area and others, our partnership with American Heritage is one of those things that is, we're very fortunate to have that partnership, and then thank American Heritage for that and look forward to growing the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But it's working with you know, like-minded entities like American Heritage say, hey, here's how we can make a difference in our community. Here's some of the needs in our community. Here's things that, you know, not from a political basis, but just, you know, we don't want to politicize anything. We just want to make a difference. Mm-hmm. Understanding that, you know, we can do that just through creating a commonality, creating a good team, a solid team. I mean, so there's one thing that most players know, they understand teamwork, what it means to, you know, to be and that's either you've been on a good team or you've been on a bad team. And most of us, if you played long enough, you've been on both of them. Mm-hmm. And you see the differences and you understand the difference in what it means to be a good team, good teammate, what it means to have a strong team. And so that's what we look to build. So we invite, Dorian, we have, as you know, we have membership categories, as you were speaking about, for it's not just former players. Now, former players run the organization, but we invite anybody, quite frankly, we have called them associate members, to join our organization and to help us, you know, fulfill our mission. So any like-minded person, not only just person, but also businesses. We have enterprise memberships for businesses that range anywhere from 500 to 50,000 that we can work out relationships and help, again, that partnership that to really care for our community and care for kids, you know, particularly those disadvantaged who, you know, children in particular don't have that, you know, they haven't been given the chance. They don't have that ability to make decisions on their own. And so, and too often they're, you know, kids become collateral damage in so many of the social issues that we have. And so we just feel very passionate about and committed to trying to do our best in just our little way, right? In our little world. You know, just it's kind of like that story of the little boy throwing the sand dollars back into the ocean. And someone says, well, that's not going to make a difference. He goes, does to that one.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so that's really our mission. That's our focus, is kind of those grassroots efforts and creating them. Again, like I said, we have 40 chapters and counting throughout the country that really have that passionate mission involved.
Well, I enjoy working with the NFL Alumni Association and participating in a couple of your events that you guys have locally here to support a couple organizations. And I find that the work that you guys do, you guys go really out of your way to really help various communities, no matter, you know, if you consider yourself a superstar or a guy who's on the bench, it doesn't matter. You guys all come together to support various causes. And for that, you know, I say thank you to the NFL Alumni Association, because I know the impact that you guys make in the various communities. You talk about the 40 chapters, and they're mostly where they are NFL teams.
Yeah.
And throughout the country, and every chapter does something differently. You know, here, because we are in the Philadelphia market, we partner with you know, Lee Woodall and the Philadelphia chapter of the Alumni yep. Association. And knowing that you guys are also across the bridge in New Jersey, you know, I'm able to go over there and, you know, talk to you guys about what's going on and partner with some other things that we have at the credit union. And it's just remarkable to have that open door relationship with you guys. So we're very humbled and thankful to have that partnership with you guys.
Well, Dorian, the feeling is mutual. You know that.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely appreciate it. Going back to caring for kids, can you tell us about anything that you guys have going on with that?
Well, I know that, you know, you'd mentioned Lee Woodall earlier, and quite frankly, he's the one that should be doing this, because he's just an awesome, awesome guy. We happen to be teammates. He was a draft pick at San Francisco in 94. He came out as a rookie. That was the first year that I went there. So we were teammates together, and that was the year we won a Super Bowl. But he's from this area and has settled down here. He's making just tremendous impacts with the Alumni Association and caring for our own, caring for our community, caring for kids. But Lee has just done a yeoman's work in, you know, fulfilling that mission. But we have lots of, you know, whether it be from golf tournaments, whether it be from, we've got kids coming to our office. Well, our national office is in Mount Laurel. We have a small national, we keep a fairly small staff, but we have several dozen foster kids coming to our office on this Friday afternoon to get some presents and to have food and a little party for them. But those are the types of things I hesitate to even mention it, because most of those types of things we like to do kind of anonymously, but just using it as an example. Mm-hmm. But with our golf tournaments and we have sporting clay shoots, we work with other organizations. We're fairly, as an organization nationally, we are, agnostic, meaning we are as to what organization we support. It's really locally, what organization does that group of players, it's their chapter. My job is to, I work for the chapters. And it's my job just to support them. So they can go out. We're a 501c3, so doing all the accounting, the legal, the regulatory, the banking, et cetera. We do all of that in-house. So all they have to worry about is just running events, just going out and getting involved and doing things that will make a difference in the community,
right,
and make a
right.
positive impact.
Well, good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And I know that Lee does great work here in the Philadelphia community, as well as all the members of that chapter.
Yep.
As Fred Baxter is a part of that chapter, and he does great work. Fred sits on our foundation board. And so Fred was another who has a Super Bowl ring from the New England Patriots. I'm not going to hold that against him, being that I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan. But it's all good. And to know that no matter what team that you guys played for, no matter what college you went to, you guys see your mission as your mission. And you guys go out to support no matter what favorite team somebody else may have or community someone may grow up in. You guys are there to support regardless. And that's what I enjoy about partnering with you guys and, being able to invite you guys to our own events. That we have for our charities that we support at the mm-hmm. grade.
Exactly. That's what we're there for.
Right. So Bart, as we begin to wrap this up, how about you tell individuals how they can get involved with the NFL alumni, how to contact you guys, and if they wanted to have that associate membership or any other type of membership that you guys had, how to get involved, how they can do that?
Well, that you simply just go to our website, NFLalumni.org, and type in NFL alumni. It'll take you right to our website. And there's lots of options and opportunities to be a part of the organization. Like I said, we invite anyone who wants to support the mission, wants to help us leverage what we were able to do in the NFL for our communities. That's just so important for us. And so we know there are other people out there that have that same desire. And what I'm saying is here's a framework, here's an organization that can do it and do it in a profound way and do it and also have a lot of fun doing it as well. So we invite anybody, just to individual with our associate memberships or any business with our enterprise memberships, to just go online and sign up.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, we invite everyone who listens to our podcast to go to the NFL alumni website and partner with you guys in whatever community efforts you guys have going on. And we appreciate it. And Bart, thank you very much for joining us today on American Heritage Talks. And we look forward to connecting with you soon.
Sounds great. Love it, Dorian. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
And you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the American Heritage Talks podcast. Make sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all of our newest episodes and check out American Heritage Credit Union at AmericanHeritageCU.org.